Hey guys, I'm Sam Mitchell.
I'm Emma Smith.
I'm Emma Grosser.
And we are Relatable. So this is our first podcast. How do you guys feel?
I feel pretty good. I really like podcasts, listening to them and stuff, so it's kind of interesting to do one.
Yep, let's do it.
Oh, great insight.
I'm excited too. Me too. I like listening when, I'm in the shower or working out, so this is kind of fun.
Yeah, I normally listen to, NPR because I'm a nerd, so it's kind of fun to do one that's a little more, low-key and, relatable, you know what I mean?
Yep.
A shameless plug.
So we're going to start off with some funny tweets. Let me pull mine up. So my first one, it has, three lines, and it says, text, and it says, I cannot. Email, wait, I messed that up. Text, I can't. Email, I cannot. Essay of 2,000 words, I am unable to can.
Interesting. So, what do you think that means? I have no idea what that means.
The tweet?
Yeah.
I think it means, you're trying to stretch it out, you know?
Yeah.
When you're typing an essay, you're instead of saying, she was born in 1989, you say, she was birthed in the year of 1989 in this month.
That's actually something I just learned in one of my classes. It's called doublespeak. And it's just, adding words, not really the truth. You could say it the right way, but you don't.
Right.
There's a fact.
The more you know.
Fun facts with Relatable.
Here, one of my tweets that I picked was, I can't wait until I'm financially stable to afford who I really am.
Ooh, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that one, and I actually feel that on a very deep level.
I retweeted it. Yeah. And honestly, I just related to it on a personal level because I am high maintenance. I like to get my nails done, my hair done, facial massages. And I also have $9 in my bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's relatable.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, I have two. This one I think everyone can relate to because it's annoying. So I nominate all athletes to stop posting pics of their high school glory days.
Yeah, I saw that one too. And I was like, that is...
Yeah,
that's
it needs... I don't know who thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, who started that? I get some journalistic research on who started that quote-unquote trend?
Cancel them. There we go. I said it pretty much. So then the other one was, I'm in the mood to cancel someone, and I think that's fun.
Yeah, that is constantly a mood for me right now.
On the daily.
They just may not know it.
You bump into me and you're canceled. That's just how I go about my day. Which, I'm not hateful, I remember things.
You're internally canceled.
I don't forgive.
Yeah.
Wait, I forgive, but I don't forget.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, one of my favorite tweets of all time, because I'm a psychology major, so it's
what's up?
Okay. So, Drew Monson, whoever he is, tweeted, bird, squawk, me. Exactly, and you have every right to say that.
I saw that.
And that's just my favorite because it's so funny, because people will talk and you'll be talking to someone about something deep. You'll be like, yeah,
I totally get that.
You have every right to feel that way. So, I loved that.
Go full Sigmund Freud on them.
Yes.
So my next funny tweet is, apparently 13-year-old Nick Jonas almost got arrested at a Fall Out Boy show back in 2005 because security thought he was injecting drugs when he was actually checking his insulin level because of type 1 diabetes.
Oh my gosh.
And that is gold. That is some gold right there, because I always forget, actually, that he has type 1 diabetes. I feel like I'm...
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like I'm laughing at the fact that he has type 1 diabetes, and that's not true. I'm just laughing at the fact that I thought he was shooting up drugs, and he was not. He was checking his insulin levels,
That's pretty funny.
That's funny. Okay. I have two, again, because I'm annoying.
Why don't you go one at a time, because I have more, too.
Okay, I'll go one, then.
Okay, great.
I'm one mental breakdown from dyeing my hair blue. Please be nice to me. I thought that was funny.
I would like my hair blue.
I know.
Yeah, you had that Snapchat filter of your hair purple, and I was like, wow, that's actually cute. Maybe you should do that. I have another one, too. I have a bunch of ones, actually.
Okay.
I have one that says, good morning to everyone, but especially the woman in the crosswalk on my way to work who didn't like that someone honked at her to hurry, so she stopped and did a couple jumping jacks, and I felt that.
Homegirl. That's a hero. True American hero.
honestly. Does anyone have any other ones?
I have one more.
I have a couple more, actually.
Here, what's yours, Emma?
This is just, like, a really relatable, like, thing.
Hey. But,
Okay. So, due to personal reasons, I just took a shot of tequila. That's all.
Great.
You know all the due to personal reasons?
Yeah, those are actually my favorite ones.
This one just resonated with me.
A lot of those aren't inappropriate. That's why we're not talking about those right now.
Yeah.
I have one that says, I want to be 14 again so I can ruin my life differently. I have no ideas.
I love that.
I have another one that says, my roommate, who teaches sixth graders, has informed me that middle schoolers have started carrying around reverse cards from Uno. So anytime someone insults them, they bust out the card and reverse the burn. Cutting edge innovation. Honestly, I need one of those, to be honest.
Yeah, I really have no idea what that is.
Uno?
Yeah.
Like the card game?
Oh, Uno, yeah, yeah. Never mind.
I was disturbed for a minute. I was like, that was my game when I was a kid.
I think I just zoned out when you were reading the tweet, so I was like, reverse what?
I'm that boring.
Well, one of my favorite tweets was by me, actually. And I thought it was hilarious, and I also think it's a very controversial subject that America needs to address. It says, hot dog is the American taco. And
wait, this is controversial?
No, but I think it is.
Okay.
Because that's just funny. Like, a hot dog, you have the bun or the shell, and then you have the meat, which is, like, in a taco, it's, like, taco meat. But in the hot dog, it's the
dog.
And then you have all the toppings. And I just don't see how that is not a taco. Because I, like, was telling this to people, and they're like, that's not a taco. And I'm like, it's literally a taco. Hot dog is a taco.
If you
just
think
the American
about it,
way.
It is. It's just thicker and stuff.
I just need people to buy it. Like,
thicker
I need
in different places.
To understand where I'm coming from on this, because I'm very passionate about this hot dog.
I think you need t-shirts first.
You should write a paper.
Ooh, my thesis.
Yeah.
Grad school thesis.
You go up to present, and you're like, and this is my paper.
I got my
master's
in hot dog.
The American taco.
I'm into it.
My TED talk.
Oh my god, I'd watch
the
crap out of that.
It'd be my dream.
I'm into it. I don't know. I guess I have one more. I don't know if it's that funny though. I just think it is. So we'll see.
Oh boy.
It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. It says, don't break up with your girlfriend. Just go wash your sheets or something. And I thought that was funny.
You would think that's funny.
I can't agree with that.
I don't think it's funny, but I support that you think it's funny.
I just like the song, okay? Thanks. That's all.
Thank you, next. Am I right?
Ba-bum. Ow.
Oh.
Are those drums? Like, you think that's drums?
Sound like a thunderstorm.
Ba-dum. Bow. You sound like a really lame superhero that's like, that's your kick line or whatever, like, ba-dum, pow.
I would be a lame superhero.
I think I'd be pretty good.
What would your power be?
I don't know what it would be, but I'd want to be able to, like, teleport places, I think.
Yeah, I would like to teleport. You
know, I want to go everywhere and anywhere, so I think that'd be
cool. I don't actually know.
I would like to fly, too. That'd
yeah.
be fun.
Except I'm afraid of heights.
So you got hit by a plane.
Me.
Well, if you could fly, then you wouldn't have to be afraid because you would never fall.
And you're in control, so
yeah,
that's another thing. I like being
be
in control.
Like, I think the fear of heights is that you're not in control. You're up here, and what if the wind pushes you off and you die? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about, like, jumping out of a plane.
Oh, I could never.
Ooh, I did that once.
What?
Are you into that?
Yeah, in Florida.
Last year, like a year.
You skydived?
Yeah, you know that?
No.
And I guess her friend said. Yeah, it was.
Well, that sounds like shade. I'm over it. Honestly, it's fine.
It's fine.
It was so fun, our listeners. Like, dude, do it. Like, okay. The one thing I didn't know, though, and sometimes I dream it. Like, I dream about it a lot.
That's actually terrifying, because I dream about skydiving, but in a very negative way.
Oh, really? I'll dream about it, and it's better than it was. Uh-huh. Because, which is, yeah. But the one thing they don't tell you is that you feel like you're, like, choking, or, like, you can't breathe. So, initially, you go, and you literally, there's so much, like, the free-falling part, you, like, literally, you can't breathe. And I thought I was dying, because I have asthma, so I didn't know if you're supposed to feel like that, because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe, I'm going, here we go. So,
this
I go.
This is the end.
Yeah, and that's for about 40 seconds, which is kind of a long time. And then the parachute goes, and then you're flying, and it's just the most amazing thing. But I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking of skydiving, you know who skydove? Skydived?
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 Skydived? Colton did that this week in The Bachelor.
Colton Underwood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't
know. I would not have continued that date with the
I
woman.
Also feel like that date was
Who
just
was
like.
Who was it? Which girl was it?
Tayshia. And I was about to say that. I feel like I didn't like the date mostly because it was Tayshia. Like, I feel like if Cassie or Hannah G took him on that date, I'd probably be like.
Yes. Well, for our listeners that don't know, it was hometowns. And so that's like when they go and meet their parents and like see their hometowns and stuff like that. And I just felt like that wasn't a hometown date. Like, that was like, here, I'm going to.
So unpersonal.
It was, I'm going to make a one-on-one, impersonal. And then we can talk to my parents later. Like, she took complete control of that, which I guess is fine. I just felt like it was, like, underhanded, kind of.
Yeah.
And, like, how is he supposed to send her home if she just took him, like, skydiving?
Also, like, how, that doesn't, like, tell him any more about her. I mean, the only positive part about it is, like, they had that experience together, I guess, and now, like, he's gonna have that experience with her forever.
Well, her thing was, like,
which is kind of like a connival
move. That's kind of evil.
Was it because the first date conniving they went on, they jumped, like, they bungee jumped? Is that why he, she did it?
Well, then? She also said, if we do this, we can do anything. Like, we can conquer anything, Colton,
Whatever, Tayshia.
It doesn't help that none of us like Tayshia.
No, we
so
also
if you like
Tayshia,
like, I'm sorry, because none of us like her.
No. And our girl Kaylin went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked her.
Just when I was starting to like her. Like,
no,
at first
seriously.
I was pretty indifferent. I was like, whatever. I was really over her and Hannah B's drama with their pageant stuff. But then, you know, you kind of, like, learned more about her. And I could tell that she had, like, definitely more to her than I thought originally. And I was really starting to like her. And then Colton said, skirt.
Well, hopefully she becomes the next Bachelorette.
I really think that's in the future. Because the people that are left, like, obviously I think Cassie's going to win, so I don't think Cassie's going to be the Bachelorette. And Hannah G is just, like, not that she's boring, but she's just not very, like, outgoing.
Don't know a lot about her.
Yeah,
either.
And I just feel like it would be hard to get a lot of, like, response out of her. Because, you know, they interview them so much. Like, I feel like she'd be so quiet and not informative, so I don't think she has, like, the personality.
Also,
it'd
be kind of hard to get her fan base, because a lot of that's, like, they want the fans, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be, like, Kaylin or whatever, and, I mean, I'm sure she has a fan base, but we don't know a lot about her. Like, I would probably love her if we knew more about her, and she would talk more, and, like...
All I know is that she's a model.
Yeah, and
that's
she's
literally
a super cute model, but that's not enough for me.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the nicest way.
I wish I could be a model.
Me too,
but
honestly.
We'll
but
leave it
I don't know.
To the Bachelor contestants.
Yeah, like, this week was kind of boring, honestly. I looked at my phone a lot because I was like.
The season's been kind of boring.
Yeah, like, at the beginning, I was like, I was kind of into it, and then I've just progressively gotten less and less interested. I've still hung on. I don't know who wins. I haven't looked it up yet.
You want to hear?
No.
I've looked it up as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But, yeah.
Well, now I feel
it's fine.
Cornered.
We're not gonna tell you.
Out of the loop.
We won't tell you.
We won't show our wisdom.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. I'm ready for the season to be over with, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready too. Cause
I'm honestly ready for Paradise.
I feel obligated to watch it on Mondays when I have enormous amounts of homework.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stressful. And I don't have the self-control to not watch it because I'm a 19-year-old girl who loves drama on TV.
I'm a 22-year-old who loves drama on TV, so spans all ages. Speaking of drama, Emma Smith and I watched A Star Is Born this weekend.
So good.
Emma G's already seen it, so we have all seen it, but Emma and I watched it together, and I was emotionally not okay.
No, I was, like, ugly crying. Like, when you're a little kid and, like, you first learn how to, like, breathe while you cry. Like, that was me. Like, I forgot how to breathe and cry. I was like, it was not good, but it was such an amazing movie.
It was put together so well, and it honestly took you on the emotional, like, roller coaster of their stories. And I feel like Emma and I talked about this. I feel like it really meshed Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's stories together really well.
Yeah, I felt like it was not from another movie. Like, it was an original, like, this is Lady Gaga's story, but obviously it wasn't. But there were aspects of her story as the, like, character, what was her name?
Allie.
As the character Allie, that, like, literally mirrored her actual life. Yeah, and the same with Bradley Cooper. Like, apparently Bradley Cooper, he, like, did battle depression, and he, like, had substance abuse and stuff.
He actually had the ear thing that they talk about in the movie where he, like, has hard of hearing in, like, one of his ears. That's actually true, too. And, yeah, and like Emma said, he was an alcoholic and, like, got his stuff together so that he could have a career, basically.
Yeah, it was just really easy to, like, fall in love with the characters, fall in love with the music. Like, whenever I listen to the music, yeah, I feel like there's an emotional connection to it, which is weird because I don't really get that way about movies or about, like, relationships between celebrities. Like, that's not my thing. But, like, this, I'm so behind. I'm like, oh, my God, like, it was so good. Like,
yeah, normally with movies for me, like, I get into it, but usually, like, right after the movie or, like, a little bit after it, I let it go, and I'm like, yeah, that's not real life, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of move on from it, but this one, I'm just, like, I can't let go. Like, I keep listening to the album because I'm just so emotionally invested, and I'm...
Yeah.
I even tweeted that no one can convince me that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga aren't in love, and people are like, he has a kid, and I'm like, I don't
care. It doesn't matter. Care. That's not stopped, like, many men before.
I was like, kid does not equal love, unfortunately, but I don't know. I just feel like they're in love. And everyone's like, they're actors. And
I just,
like,
want them to be. Honestly, it doesn't even matter if it's, like, if they are, if they're not. I just really want it to be.
Yeah, it's like Miley and Liam Hemsworth, like, part two. Like, yeah. They were together in the movie, and everyone's like, I need it to be real.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's the first good movie I've seen in a very long time, too, which is the thing, I think. Because, like, I don't know. I don't like going to movie theaters because I get bored. I literally, like, more often than not, I go to the movie theater at home, and we have a Chinese place by the movie theater, and I leave halfway through the movie and go eat Chinese food because I get so bored.
Well, and it's just so expensive. Like, I just can't justify spending, like, $12 on a ticket and then, like, $20 on food and drinks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the only good thing is that it's, like, a massive screen and you have surround sound, but honestly, I don't feel like I need that to get, like, especially when it's a good movie like A Star Is Born, you know?
Yeah, I wish I would have seen it in theaters, but... I don't know. It's just so good.
I really wish I would have seen Bohemian Rhapsody in theaters. I still haven't even seen it, actually, but my parents love it. But I feel like that would have been a really good movie to see in theaters, too.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters, and it was amazing.
Do you think it made it better, probably?
Mm-hmm. Wait, did I see it in theater?
I think you did. I remember when you went.
Yeah, I did. You did. I just remember it was an amazing movie, too. It was just so good. Like, so good. Yeah. Loved it. It obviously... Obviously, it'd be better on a bigger screen, but...
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm Sam Mitchell.
I'm Emma Smith.
I'm Emma Grosser.
And we are Relatable. So, this is our first podcast. How do you guys feel?
I feel pretty good. I really like podcasts, listening to them and stuff, so it's kind of interesting to do one.
Yep, let's do it.
Oh, great insight.
I'm excited, too. Like, me too. I like listening when, like... in the shower or working out, so this is kind of fun.
Yeah, I normally listen to, like, NPR because I'm a nerd, so it's kind of fun to do one that's a little more, like, low-key and, like, relatable, you know what I mean?
Yep.
A shameless plug.
So we're gonna start off with some funny tweets. Let me pull mine up. So my first one... It has, like, three lines, and it says text, and it says, I cannot. Email, wait, I messed that up. Text, I can't. Email, I cannot. Essay of 2,000 words, I am unable to can.
Interesting. So, what do you think that means? I have no idea what that means.
The tweet?
Yeah.
I think it means, like... You're trying to stretch it out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you're typing an essay, you're like, instead of saying, she was born in 1989, you say, she was birthed in the year of 1989 in this month.
That's actually something I just learned in one of my classes. It's called doublespeak. And it's just, like, adding words, like, not really the truth. Like, you could say it the right way, but you don't.
Right.
There's a fact.
The more you know.
Fun facts with Relatable.
Here, one of my tweets that I picked was, I can't wait until I'm financially stable to afford who I really am.
Ooh, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that one, and I actually feel that on a very deep level.
I retweeted it. And honestly, I just related to it on a personal level because I am high maintenance. I like to get my nails done, my hair done, facial massages, and I also have $9 in my bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's relatable.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, I have two. This one I think everyone can relate to because it's annoying. So I nominate all athletes to stop posting pics of their high school glory days.
Yeah, I saw that one too, and I was like, that is,
that's a mood. Yeah, I don't know who thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, who started that? Can I get some journalistic research on who started that quote-unquote trend?
Cancel them. There we go. Oh, and then, I said it pretty much. So then the other one was, I'm in the mood to cancel someone, and I think that's fun.
That is constantly a mood for me right now.
I cancel people on the daily.
They just may not know it.